Donald Trump wins Nevada GOP caucuses in blowout fashion. By Nick Gilbertson on February 8, 2024. Former President Donald Trump won the Nevada Republican caucuses Thursday night in blowout fashion as he charges toward the Republican presidential nomination. Trump was one of two candidates on the caucus ballot, along with Pastor Ryan Binkley, who failed to secure a delegate in the Iowa caucuses and New Hampshire primary. As of 11:02 p.m. ET, NBC News had called the race when Trump garnered 96.4% of the vote to Binkley's 3.6%, with 1% reporting. Noticeably, former Governor Nikki Haley, RSC, Trump's lone remaining opponent of relevance, was not on the state's caucus ballot, through which all of the state's 26 delegates will be allocated. Instead, she participated in the state-run primary on Tuesday, where no delegates were bound to the results. And in humiliating fashion, Haley only garnered 30.8% of the primary vote, losing to the ballot option none of these candidates, which collected 62.9% of the vote, Breitbart News noted. Along with Haley, former Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Tim Scott, RSC, who have both dropped out of the race for president, were also listed on the ballot, the Nevada Republican Party noted. As the state Republican Party pointed out, Govs. Ron DeSantis, RFL, and Doug Burgum, RND, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, and former Governor Chris Christie, RNJ, had originally qualified for the caucus ballot but were removed after suspending their campaigns. Notably, all of the men but Christie have come out and voiced their support for Trump. Trump, who flew to Nevada on Thursday afternoon, won the Virgin Islands Republican caucuses as well on Thursday night. Great news. As we are landing in Nevada, getting ready to go to caucus, word just came that we overwhelmingly won the Virgin Islands caucus. All delegates, with almost 75% of the vote, Trump wrote in a Truth Social post. I have just called to thank those involved. They are celebrating, and having a great time, they deserve it. This has been a very big day for your favorite president, the Republican Party, and democracy. He added.